Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Man, a lot of names that are very, very apt coming in after our question of the day. The sports media people and shows that impact and helped cultivate your sports love. Sports reporters. Talking
big
about
time.
That.
Big time.
Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel. Talk about Bob Costas. John Madden is one. I don't even know how I didn't mention that because, I mean, obviously what he's done for the analysis game, particularly of football, but all the way around was huge. And then locally, I did not mention John McClain, which is crazy because that's an absolute legend. And I think those are the main ones that I kind of
missed. Rich Lord.
Talking about someone mentioned Kirk Herbstreit in the college, and I guess Lee Corso also would go in there when you talk about the institution that is College Game Day. So yeah, man, a lot of those things. I always appreciate the ones that have paved the path, not just for like the institutions, but also for the individuals, like for our particular that have helped mold our love for this thing that we all come together for, right? Like this is the reason why we all come
why
together.
We're here.
This love of sports, man. Yeah. It really is. All right, let's now go around the NFL where. Aiden Hutchinson, he's been cleared to return to football. Remember, he had a pretty gruesome injury last year, and he was working to try and make his way back. He is the leader in the clubhouse to be comeback player of the year in 2025, saying after, you know, he was fully cleared yesterday. He said that yesterday. Is there any chance that anyone else can take down Aiden Hutchinson as comeback player of the year? As a dude who, I mean, we talk about as defensive player of the year type guy.
Yeah.
Who coming off of an injury, and especially as that award has been kind of narrowed and, you know, streamlined to
no
that
more Flaccos.
Kind of space. Yeah, no more Flaccos necessarily. It feels like he's the guy, right?
I can't think of anyone that would be, you know, that was out last year or injured or whatever and would compete with Hutchinson, presuming he has a full season or relatively full season. I mean, it's got to be him, right? Who are some other candidates?
Well, technically, he does not have the best odds for FanDuel. He's a plus 300. The best odds, plus 270, Dak Prescott, because remember, he gets injured last season. And so that
I'd
is there as a quarterback. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like, I am amazed that the odds actually go to the quarterback, but I guess because he's a quarterback, right?
Yeah.
He's still going to be in a place to have a really good season, and quarterbacks, when it comes to awards, have an unfair level of multiplier on their weight. Some other ones that are in here, another quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, which, he is at plus 430. How do you feel about this one? Plus 370 for Christian McCaffrey.
I think he would be in the hunt. I think he would be in the hunt.
Yeah.
Let me ask you one that I just saw, and it's a great point. Would, J.J. McCarthy count?
Ooh. Comeback is weird because, I mean,
he got hurt.
He did get hurt. The tough part about it is also, I think, with all of these awards, I think we all know that the undercurrent of it is, oh, wow, we didn't expect this.
Right.
You know, he's
never done it.
Yeah, we haven't set any level of expectation for him at this point. So I don't know. Maybe you could throw him in there, and maybe he's, if you want, you go for like a very dark horse, try and throw like $10 mm-hmm. on what I imagine are going to be relatively pretty long odds
yeah.
to see if he comes in to a situation, to be fair, great receiving core. Kevin O'Connell is a very good offensive mm-hmm. coordinator, or I guess play caller, I should say, as a head coach. There's a circumstance there where he got Sam Darnold to play well above, I think, what we had anticipated from yeah. him, even though there's been little signs that maybe he had yeah. more talent in there than we had really exposed. Like, that's not a bad shout to try and get a guy that maybe wins you a good amount of money
off of that. Put a flyer on J.J. McCarthy, although you can also hear the counterpoints. Well, that's a good team anyway, you know, or
yeah.
that's a great coach anyway. Sam Darnold had a good year with him. So I think J.J. McCarthy would fit. He was in the NFL and got hurt. But like you said, you just didn't know what the baseline was.
Yeah, some other longer odds, plus 3,000 if you're really feeling Anthony Richardson, plus 3,800 Daniel Jones. Interesting there. And then how about this? And this name has come in a couple times on the text line, so maybe y'all get your tickets there as mm-hmm. well. New England Patriots wide receiver, Stephon Diggs.
Mm. Yes.
Where they got Deshaun Watson at?
Oh, my God.
I don't see him on the board, big dog.
Oh, my God.
I don't see him on the board, big fella. Yeah. I just got to tell you that. Yeah. Do not
Maybe
see him.
Maybe for 2026.
Don't see him
we
on
get
the
him
board
for 2026.
Just hey, put Tank Dell for 2026.
Yeah, that's true.
You think so?
Maybe.
That's a crowded wide receiver room for a wide receiver. Like, I feel like in a wide receiver, you're going to have a situation where your wide receiver room isn't all that big mm-hmm. and we can funnel you a lot of targets. If Tank Dell returns, I mean, you brought in Higgins, who I imagine is going to have a certain level of
responsibility. That's stating the case if he has.
And then Nico Collins still exists here to take all the oxygen in the room.
But if Tank Dell cracked, right. let's say Tank Dell cracked
1,300 yards. All of a sudden, doesn't matter. Yeah.
That just I was even going to say maybe close to 800-900.
Yeah.
And maybe about 5-6 touchdowns.
What about Max Crosby?
I'm sorry, dog. He's... This is tough, though, because Max Crosby has always kind of been within the context of the Raiders are not actually all that good. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at this Raiders team, and it's a tough division, don't get me wrong, because Denver has gotten good. Obviously, we know what the Kansas City Chiefs are. And, I mean, I'm not betting against Jim Harbaugh, mm-hmm. even though I don't know how high the ceiling is on that. It's just they're not going to make it easy on you, any of those teams.
Yeah.
But this Raiders team does look like it's better. And so does a Max Crosby who comes in and plays as good as we know
Rock sacks.
On top of having a team that has a little bit more relevance, does that shift this? I don't know. That's a fair question to ask. I'm glad you guys mentioned kind of the yards that you might look at. I think I was looking at something earlier that was looking at the wide receivers, the rookies, right? What mm-hmm. their numbers might be, kind of projecting. And how do you feel about this for Jaden Higgins as a potential projection on what he gets? 730 yards, 4 touchdowns.
I think that would be
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's like you're running away. You're running and hiding with that because that is or do you feel like this is underserving of what he can do?
No, you get out of him, you know, like that 700 plus yards. You take that.
That's a win.
Heartbeat.
Yeah.
Because who was that person last year?
Yeah.
Um, and I gotta find this one more time, so apologies, but I'm pretty sure that that would have tracked to Roma Dunze. Roma Dunze had a pretty similar production, 730 something,
and then people were very high and very appreciative and over the top.
I was just saying on his squad last year, like you would take somebody,
that's really a good point. I hadn't even thought of that.
There was nobody really that.
We throwing the parade if he get over 700.
Yeah,
with Nico getting over, you know, 1,000.
Mm-hmm. So you're right. You take that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, let me see if I get these receiving for this team. And if you're looking at yardage, you had 1,000 from Nico Collins, obviously, in 12 games. And then you had 667 yards from Tank Dell.
There you go.
In 14.
Yeah, you get 700.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah, good money if you get 700 from him.
That's right.
Especially with all the guys that you have, assuming health. But, I mean, also you'd be assuming that the offense is just so much better than it was last year. From the 281, did y'all say Aiden Hutchinson yet? Absolutely. He's the reason why we started this. I think he is the in-the-loop favorite to win that, even though Dak Prescott is technically the odds-on favorite per the odds that were provided by FanDuel. Some other things around the NFL. I mentioned this. We were talking yesterday about Jim Irsay. Jim Irsay obviously passed away at the age of 65, the fairly long-time owner of the Indianapolis Colts. And you mentioned a good point, right, when you were talking about the idea of the second generation money coming in on some teams sometimes can be a little dicey. You're thankful in Houston that, you know, that leveled out in a way that it feels like there's a connection to the city and there's a level of stability with the organization.
Yeah.
But that can create a level of instability, especially when there's a group of children that come in that, you know, try and figure out what it is. Well, Jim Irsay apparently had already kind of maybe thought about this, because I believe the last 14 years he's had his daughters involved with the organization. So we know that Carly Irsay Gordon is going to be the daughter that has the voting privilege. She's going to be the most front and center when it comes to now owning the Colts. But of his three daughters, Carly Irsay Gordon, Casey Foyt, and Kaylin Jackson, all of them have had some level of involvement, where Irsay Gordon was heavily involved in day-to-day operations. She has been involved in day-to-day operations of the team. She's already worked with marketing, football, all those types of things. She's on ownership committee. So this is not going to be a far cry from her stepping into that role. So maybe don't plot on the idea that they're just going to fall apart because they don't know how to operate this. Youngest daughter has become the face of the philanthropic portion of the organization. Mm-hmm. And Foyt, who is in the middle, has a degree in sports management. She's been working in special events as well. Including the first regular season game in London. So, like, when it comes to whatever, I mean, hey, are the daughters going to be able to step into this place, particularly being women, right? Or is it just generally stepping in with three people? They've kind of already had situated roles for themselves.
Yeah.
And the hierarchy was there, and they kind of know the game. So, at least when it comes to the Colts, I don't know that you can expect them to fall over.
That actually sound kind of fire a little bit.
Yeah, it does.
Because just imagine your owners is two or three of them, and one of them is good on the sports management side. One is good with, you know, this other side. It's like, damn. Because usually you have an owner that kind of is just top dog and just kind of, you know, let everybody else do everything.
Yeah, I agree with you. But I also feel, and this was my point yesterday, you know, anytime there's a shift in ownership, even from, you know, father to son or father to daughter in this case, you put your own stamp on things. And then that's what I'm curious about. You know, how involved, because, you know, the big thing with Jim Irsay was he was a football guy. He maybe not always fully appreciated, but he worked as a general manager for a while.
And I mean, before that, he felt like he did even more within the organization. So,
And so maybe, what's the mark going to be? What's the stamp going to be? You know, and how are they going to do things differently? That's my point.
Yeah. So, I mean, there is different people handle things differently. So, we'll be interested to see if the Colts kind of change some of their organizational practices, or if it just kind of continues humming on in the way that it has, being second best in the division. All right, continuing around the NFL, somebody said particularly being women, Reggie, come on. No, like, I think that there's a level of, I don't know, questions that people would have. I don't say that they're right, but like, hey, are women going to step into this industry that's kind of dominated by men? Yeah. There's been plenty of women that have owned teams that have been very good at it, including here where, you know, obviously Miss Janice kind of handled some things as well. But, you know, I think typically, especially in, you know, men handing things down, used to handing it down to their sons necessarily.
Right,
so.
I think we never seen any, especially women that are kind of younger too. Mm-hmm. To, that was kind of like ongoing because you got the owner in, I want to say in Detroit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, like that's
fine. And don't forget also Chicago, right?
Chicago,
Hallis.
Yeah, so you had those type of situations, mm-hmm. but not somebody that was like young and active.
Yeah, and sort of you know, brought up in the business and trained. Trained as you pointed out.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And so I guess in a way, salute to Jim Irsay also for being prepared in that way. Other things around the NFL, Ashton Gentry will wear his number 2 that he wore at Boise State. With the Las Vegas Raiders when he plays this year. That name was previously, that number was previously occupied by Carlson and by Daniel Carson. And apparently, Ashton Gentry.
Let me guess.
Okay. What are we guessing on?
How much?
I think a good flat $100,000.
Oh, how much he paid in order to get this number? By the way, if you, in case you care, December 2nd is a big family number. So all his family wore 2s. Apparently, he said he paid a hefty price. We do not know exactly what it is.
We'll find out.
He wouldn't say exactly. He added to the total cost that was paid with the Mercedes GLE.
Ooh.
So that's 60. That's $60,000 right there.
Right, yeah. 160 then.
Oh, you're like the 100 flat plus 60,000.
Yeah. I couldn't remember if it was him or not, but somebody said, "Hey, I could have bought him a house with how much I paid." I couldn't remember if it was Gentry though.
Yeah.
So with that being the case, then do you think it's good money for Ashton Gentry to put that money in to get the number 2?
You know what? This is one of those things. If it means that much to you, then yes. You know, if it makes you feel good, you think you look good, you're more confident, it's important to you, then yes. You know, because we've had situations here, you know, Dalton Schultz, remember? He was like, yeah, I wanted number 9. I made an offer, but it wasn't that, you know, it wasn't that big a deal. So, for Gentry, it was. Then, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I would like to know what was so special about December 2nd.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's a good question.
I'm kind of curious to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think he said specifically about it, but he said, you know, it's the day greatness was born because obviously it's the day he was born. So maybe it's just straight that. But apparently it's a family number. So mm-hmm. I don't know if there was other people in his family that also December 2nd or just 2s in other facets. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, at the very least, if it's your birthday – you can take it. You can. That could be enough.
Oh yeah, somebody reminded us. We didn't mention Amy Adams, Strunk.
Yeah, because I didn't want you to do
that woman.
Yeah, that was.
She's
that
a
was
great owner, right?
Great is the word you're using here, huh? Great is the word. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Best of luck to you.
That was Figgy.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Friday. Coming up next. The NBA playoffs has continued and we're in the conference finals. Another interesting kind of conference finals game that happened yesterday. Does the NBA playoffs right now serve as a proof of concept for the Rockets trusting the process? Let's talk about that next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.